Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And our show is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric has done this for years and years and years. Shall I keep going? Years and years and years. And he is here to guide you to have a remarkable retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, we're going to talk about how most Americans are failing. They're getting a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. Here's the number you need to know for today's show, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worry-less wealth also. And getting this blueprint could help you with your retirement planning. This is complimentary, something that Eric offers retirees. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, to get on Eric's calendar. Or you can always go to the website, which is wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what people really need to know, which is getting educated, getting information on money. I mean, it is such a critical thing. It affects every aspect of your life, and it's amazing how uneducated we are about it.
Right, it really is. And I know you're someone who's big on education. You have lots of education backing up what you do as a financial advisor. You have all kinds of licenses and everything. So I'm assuming that when you were in school, good grades were pretty important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I always expected to get good grades. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. You just did it. Usually in the honors classes and all that other type of stuff. And you know, one of the things that blew me away is, you know, in hindsight, I had, it might have been 2 days, but I remember one day talking about you know, checking accounts and something, and we may have talked one more day about loans or something, but that was it.
I know.
And I mean, think about how many days of school you had. I mean, if you're going K through 12, right, 13 years, you know, I actually, you know, even I got a finance degree. You know how many classes in personal finance I had to take? Zero. Even for a finance degree. There was one personal finance elective, which in hindsight probably should have taken since that's what industry I'm in now. But yeah, most of the finance is really all talking mostly about corporate. I mean, there is stuff on econ and stuff, and economics is definitely very personal finance related. So it's not that I didn't have any training in that, but it's still amazing that just the simple basic thing that we're all focused on is, you know, trying to get, you know, all the news is telling, you know, people about how well they're employed or how many people have jobs and blah, blah, blah. What about, what do you do with the check once you get it? What do you do with, how do you put save money in savings or in 401ks, IRAs, you know, all this stuff? Why is that not a huge thing? Because you know how many financial problems and how many society problems would be fixed by just educating people first about money, and then that way they don't get in trouble.
Right. Isn't that true in marriages too, right? Number one reason for a marriage failing is financial.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing how many different things that percolates through. And so it's something that people really need to be always striving to do, because obviously it's also something that changes too over time.
Right. And so it is. It amazes me that we don't have as much, even in high school, you know, for everybody in high school, we should have something like that. So anyway, because of all of this, what you're talking about, Americans do get a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. And that's what our show is all about. They're saying that females, about 89% of them, flunked a 38-question quiz. Men failed the quiz about 72% of them. But it's really funny. There's a huge gap there with the people are lacking in the literacy when it comes to retirement. What topics do you find most people are struggling with when you're helping them with retirement?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, most people know nowadays, or at least the clients I'm talking to who are older typically, and they're closer to retirement. And most of them know the basics on, you know, 401ks and IRAs, but sometimes they're shocked at how much tax they're going to owe. They don't really necessarily always know, you know, how to figure out how money's going to last, how the money's going to come from, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things. And we've actually started, I think it's 12 years ago now, maybe. I started the Financial Knowledge Institute. And the Financial Knowledge Institute does a lot of talks at companies. We did a lot of community center stuff, obviously with COVID, all that had to stop, unfortunately. Yeah. So we haven't been doing as much, although we did do some outreach work with some single parent group, actually, when the crisis first hit. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to do, is at least do some outreach of, you know, how to help people and just give them some basic pointers, and just how do you put some money away? How do you put some money in savings? You know, how do you get all those things going? And once you know some of these things, it's a lot of it's pretty easy. It's just, it's kind of like dieting and exercise, right? The way is to lose weight and be healthy. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of it takes time and takes effort, and no different than, you know, losing weight and being healthy. Financial matters are just the same. It takes time, but if you don't do any of those things, then you end up being in a world of hurt and being very messed up, same often with your health, right? So same way.
Well, it's interesting in the study that they did, American College of Financial Services, about retirement literacy. So Eric, I got to tell you this, more women are serving as their household's chief financial officer, which I think we know that. We talk about that a lot. They do all the daily and monthly bills, but they need help with their retirement readiness, according to this study we're talking about today, the American College of Financial Services. So what's the difference between managing your monthly household budget and having an income strategy for retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, but very different, right? So, you know, having that paycheck in retirement is a critical thing. And where's that money going to come from? When you're working, it's just, okay, how much can you pay, you know, your bills, and how much can you spend, and, you know, all those kind of issues, right? So what we're really talking about in retirement is the same kind of thing, but more importantly, where's the income source? Usually when you're working, it's pretty easy. It's the paycheck. Well, when you're retired, you have to figure out where the paycheck comes from, right? So you don't get a paycheck from one source. You get Social Security, you get retirement, you know, savings withdrawals, you get money you've saved up, all those things. And you have to create that lifetime income. And, you know, so one of the things we've set up here is actually a free report that will ask that question, will your money last as long as you do? And it'll actually help you figure out that option. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, it's just something we can, you know, text you the download for the link for that. All you have to do is text the word money. So the one word that everybody knows, money, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. So if you text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and download it there.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, we often talk about conversations you have with couples and a surviving spouse, but single people have some additional challenges as well because it's all on them. What are some factors that single people need to consider for retirement planning?
Yeah, exactly what you said there is it's all on them. You know, there's no other income. There's no, you know, obviously making sure your money lasts is a really critical thing since it's just you. Now, in some ways, some things are a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about the surviving spouse or, you know, the other person, right? So they can actually spend a little bit more money and, you know, just making sure that there is somebody, a family member, somebody there to help them out in case things go south, and especially health-wise. So you need to have that income plan that says, well, how is your money going to last? Will it last the rest of your life? You need that investment plan to see how much risk are you're taking today, and is that too much or too little? At least you'll know before things go bad. Look at the tax situation. How can you pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year? Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you. This blueprint will let you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a meeting online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. I'll bet if you look back at the past 20 years, you're going to see a lot of things that happened that you didn't see coming. What do you think, Eric? Look back at your life, 20 years.
Well, since my oldest son's 21 and got two other sons, that was a lot of it, right?
Yeah, two other kids.
Yep, and, you know, obviously my business is a lot bigger than it was then, and, you know, we're helping a lot more people, and, you know, there's just been a lot of changes, obviously, economics and technology. I mean, lots of crazy stuff if you think technology, for sure.
Right. Think of all the things that you have grown with over the years in your business, too. There are always going to be unknowns. I mean, when you look back, you see them and you know they're going to happen in the future. I want to talk about the big unknowns of retirement. What would you say the biggest unknowns are?
Obviously, one of the biggest fears that everybody has is outliving your money. The fancy way to say that is longevity, right? How long are you going to live? You know, the healthcare costs, of course, have gotten to be a bigger and bigger issue. Not just because of COVID, just long-term care, other things. Yeah, as you age, you know, things that used to kill you, you take a pill for, but now it may slow you down. So then there's a lot more costs involved. Obviously, how the stock market does over time, you know, when do you retire? Are you going to get a good decade or a bad decade in the first decades of your retirement and so forth? And then lastly, of course, is taxes. Taxes are always going to be changing. The rules of the game are always going to be changing. And so how much have you know, put your in retirement bet on the government helping you by having taxes be lower in retirement? And if they don't happen and they are higher in retirement, then what do you do, right?
Right.
So that's the main kind of probably the four big things that people are always concerned about.
Well, let's take the first unknown that you mentioned, and that was longevity. And we don't know how long we're going to live. How do we know if we've saved enough?
Well, the only way I've been able to figure it out in, you know, almost 30 years of doing this is really just having an income plan that we actually simulate your retirement, you know. So we say, okay, with inflation, with Medicare costs, or if you're retiring pre-Medicare, what's the cost of insurance before? And, you know, all those little things that sometimes people don't think about, you know, are you going to be having fun in retirement? So are you having that budgeted in and, you know, all those types of things. And then what types of money do you have? Are they taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred, you know, all those types of things. And once you put those all into a decently run program, it's easy to see, okay, will this money last or not? I am a big fan of having some baseline money guaranteed. So most of us don't have a pension, but you can buy your own pension today. And more academic studies have said, really are showing that there's almost no way to retire without having some sort of guaranteed income, because you need that floor of income. You know, you need to make sure that there's always going to be something there that's not only government controlled, right? Not just Social Security, which we know in 2035 is going to start having issues. So, you know, we need to have something that we control and that we can say, yes, it's going to be there. So that's probably one of the best ways to solve that problem.
So let's talk about the tools that we can use. Okay. So explain, what is guaranteed income?
Yeah. So guaranteed income is really just basically, you know, an insurance company saying, hey, if you put this money with us, we're going to guarantee you having so much money at a certain point in time. And you got to watch out for these, because there's some that are great and some that are not so good. And some have some really big gotchas. So you have to really read the little fine points and details and compare and all and look at them all. But, you know, that's one of the things that we do here to help people, is we make sure that they know how to get that income, how to make sure that money is going to last, and, you know, make sure that their money is going to be there for, you know, every time they're going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Be there until they're, you know, they're trying to bounce my last check or something.
Yes.
With those old bumper stickers.
Right.
Were, so, yeah. So that's the biggest key.
With that, you have come up with a blueprint to worryless wealth. And this blueprint basically is something that will take retirees all the way through their retirement. It's a plan that you've put together. Explain that to us. And that is certainly something that can help with your income, your guaranteed income in retirement, lasting as long as you need it to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as long as you have that income plan, that's the very first part of the blueprint, is showing you what plan you have now. Now, you may have not have one written. You should, but you may not. So we can at least show you what course you're on and where you're headed. And then we'll show you how much investment risk do you have. You know, are you on the big roller coaster, the baby roller coaster, or someplace in between? And so there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you in the right spot? And then taxes, of course, are huge now. I mean, just getting scary now. So what is your tax risk? How much do you have exposed to the government? So, so that's a big thing, is how much do you have exposed to taxation? And then look at the healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. And, you know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we normally charge a $1,500 planning fee for, but due to COVID times, we've decided, hey, we just want to get this information out there for people. We want to make sure they have it, they can take action. And so what we're doing is we're just having that first phone call, going over what's your situation, what you're worried about. Look at that second meeting. We'll go over that blueprint for you. And then at the end of that meeting, if you want us to help you kind of solve some of these issues, you can hire us. If not, there's no obligation. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also online, request a copy of Eric's book. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and it was a book that he wrote to open our eyes to, you know, what we need to do to have a remarkable retirement. Get a copy of that book, complimentary. And we thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you mentioned healthcare as one of the things that you focus on in your blueprint to worry less wealth, Eric. According to Fidelity, they tell us that our health care is going to cost around $300,000 for a couple retiring today, as far as health care goes. Those are huge numbers, not even planning for long-term care. So tell us how you go about, you know, coming up with a health care plan when nobody knows what the future holds.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest key there is just making sure you budget it in, right? So just make sure it's accounted for. Because surprises are what mess you up financially, right? Mm-hmm. So if you know that there's going to be some costs there, you know, make sure it's in that monthly spending guide and, you know, make sure that that's accounted for. Also for long-term care, yeah, as you said, that 300,000 number is just, you know, co-pays, premiums, all that kind of stuff. It's not talking about, you know, needing home care or you know, if you had to go into some facility or something. So, you know, that's one of the things we look at, too, to see if is there ways to get some benefits like that and without having to buy specifically a long-term care policy. There's some other ways to get some of these benefits with using some of your other dollars. And so that way you're kind of using those dollars as more than one thing at once. So kind of whatever you want to call it, killing two birds, one stone kind of thing or whatever. If you can do that, that's going to be a lot better for your overall plan. And, you know, it's one of the things we definitely look at because it is a huge concern and a huge risk for people.
Like you said, you put a plan together and then that plan is going to be able to cover whatever scenario happens, whether, you know, maybe you have smaller medical bills for a long period of time or maybe you get sick and, you know, you have a shorter lifespan. You plan for all of that, right?
Yeah. And to me, the biggest concern is really when it's a married couple. And if one of them gets ill, say, very early in retirement, and the other one, you know, they spend a couple hundred grand covering, you know, for their care, and then the other person lives for 20, maybe 30 years beyond that without all those funds, without that money, you know, to me, that's the scarier situation, right? Is, you know, you're not going to not help your spouse, but then what, right?
Then
so yeah, we want to be prepared for any situation. I mean, I was a Boy Scout. I'm Boy Scout leader today. My boys were all in Boy Scouts. And, you know, their motto is be prepared. And, and you definitely do need to be prepared for retirement. And just like the, you know, the pilot goes through with his checklist before every flight, you know, same thing with retirement. You got to go through a checklist. You got to have all that information there. And so, you know, one of the things we also have is a checklist that we can send to people that just kind of goes over, you know, have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of this? You know, so it's, I forgot how many numbers, it's probably like 30 things or something. I should look that up. But, you know, and so, yeah, it's a great way for people just to say, oh, did I take care of this or that? So it's just kind of like going to the store, right? You know, you want to make sure you have a list or else you end up buying a lot of weird junk and whatever you're hungry for. What we can do is we can send you that checklist. All you have to do is give us a text or you can call us too at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, checklist 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, it's impossible to predict whether or not the markets are going to go up or down or whatever, sideways, once we get into retirement. How can your plan handle all those variables? We're going to talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means their focus is going to be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. So it's impossible to predict what the market's going to do, especially once you get into retirement. We have no idea what's ahead. And that's another big unknown that we're going to face. That's what we're talking about today, big unknowns in retirement. So, Eric, do you build a plan for good markets, bad markets, and everything in between since you're a Boy Scout and your motto is be prepared?
Yep, exactly. And so the only way that I've been able to figure this out, because just in my own career, you know, I've been in business here for 3 decades now, and my first decade was the 90s, and of course that was internet and just all the .com stuff craziness, right? And and so it was a booming decade for the markets. Obviously the next decade was not so great. We had the .com bust, we had the Great Recession. It was literally where the S&P for a decade had no return. And then the 2010s came along, and the Fed started printing money left and right. And now all of a sudden, all you had to do is buy any sort of large company stock, and you always made money. And the S&P did great, right? So if you really think back, though, over time, you know, 80s were a pretty good decade, 70s not. You know, there's a cycle that goes through. And so typically, you're going to have probably one bad decade out of every 3 decades and for investing. And so the big question for you in retirement is, when does your bad decade come, right? Is it going to be your first or your second or your last? Because the differences are monstrous. And so how do you prevent some of those issues? And so what I developed over time working with my clients is I realized that you can't have everything in the market. That's for sure. And what does the 401k do? 100% market, right? Mm-hmm. It's all stocks and bonds. There's no other options. And so you're kind of stuck with that. Now, once you have money in IRAs, you can do a lot more. And so what we've determined is the only way to be successful in retirement is to have 3 types of money. Obviously, the one is the market money, right? That's the growth. That's the long-term money. But you need to have 2 other types of money. You need to have foundational money, stuff that can't go away. That's stuff that's either at a bank, at an insurance company, or owning U.S. treasuries and holding them to maturity. Now, of course, right now, banks and U.S. treasuries are both probably 1% or less, so you know, not too exciting. Insurance companies should be able to get you 3 to 6% or even maybe sometimes higher. So, you know, those are the areas that are usually being used more as the insurance company products. And we're talking about guaranteed ones, nothing with the word variable in front of it. That means it's not guaranteed, literally. Then you want some steady income money, some money that's not in the market daily, that's not having that volatility craziness, but it's earning you 5 to 7%, hopefully on average, and just doing well and you know, keeping pace with inflation and giving you some good money. And when you're in retirement, why do you want these types of monies? Well, if it's a good market, you take from the market side. If it's a bad market, you take more from the foundational side. And then the steady income money is always paying income, so you don't have to sell as much and you don't have to withdraw as much. So once you combine all those three into one, it comes up with a cohesive plan that can weather those good, bad, and in-between markets.
But I do want to ask you a quick question, Eric. When you said that income money, it's not in the market. Explain what that is a little bit deeper, please.
Yeah, so it could be lots of different things, but typically it's some sort of either real estate or debt type of fund, things like that. Right now there's a cell tower fund we've been doing, which is very obviously COVID friendly, right? Mm-hmm. We're needing to use more and more cell towers, not less, and with 5G coming out and all that stuff. So there's lots of different ways that you can have that money that's not in the market, it's not daily traded. And so that way you're having more stability on the value side and just getting that money. And lots of times there's a ton of tax benefits. So if we're talking normal dollars, not IRA dollars, you even pick up a lot of tax benefits along the way. So yeah, so these are some of the critical things, that people, do need to know about. And, we even have some upcoming events, but if you wanted to be on the list, you could definitely text us. And if you wanted to hear about that cell tower fund, or if you just wanted to give us a call, we can give you information on that. But I know we're going to have a webinar coming up soon. But, really, what is this all, how do you put this all together, right? I mean, these are all just things and they're just like puzzle pieces, right? So how do you get this in a cohesive way to think about it? Well, that's why we create the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That is our plan, where we go over that income strategy. We figure out, how is that money going to last for the rest of your life? Look at the investments. How much risk do you have? How much money do you have, in foundational and steady income? And then look at the taxes along the way. How can we reduce taxes? And lots of times changing how you invest can reduce your taxes too. And then look at the healthcare issues and legacy. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? And that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's something where we can help you worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. And so if that's something you want to take advantage of, normally we've been charging a planning fee. We're waiving that right now. So again, all you do is give us a call. We'll set up that phone call to talk about your situation. And then we can have that second meeting where we go over and show you your blueprint, what you have right now. And then we'll tell you what's good and what's bad and what you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not at that point. So again, if you want to take action, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And online, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. Okay, you can get this book complimentary. And also check out their webinars, past webinars, and then their dates for future webinars and the events they have coming up. And we've identified four retirement unknowns that Eric is talking about today. Living a long time, your healthcare costs in retirement, and then, of course, just the markets and their performance over time and how to handle that. Another thing is, of course, taxes. We don't know what tax policy is going to be in place once we get into retirement. We don't know, how to plan for those taxes in the future. What can we be doing now?
So with taxes, we know if they're most likely going to go up, it's not certain, but yeah, come on, we know they are. Then what should we be doing? Well, big question is, what are taxes going to be now and whether they can be in retirement? Which one's worse? And so that's one question. So should you be deferring your taxes and waiting to pay for them later? Or should you just be not paying them at all, just paying them now and not worrying about it and using Roth and using other tools to make sure the money's tax-free? And then above and beyond that, how do you just make your money more tax efficient? So those are kind of two different things, but very similar also. So tax efficient could be just changing how you invest or where you're putting your money. Obviously, Roth conversions or funding your Roth 401k or doing the two-step Roth. I mean, there's so many things that are out there. And unfortunately, a lot of tax people don't talk to the people about this because they're just there to, do 50 tax returns a week. And, they don't have the investment expertise. And so they'll say, oh, yeah, to put money into one where you can get a tax deduction, even if you're in a low bracket, and then you're going to be paying taxes down the road. Because what are you asking them to do? You're asking them to pay the least tax today. Well, but what about paying the least tax over your lifetime? That's the better question to ask. And so that's the question we're always asking with our clients. How do we pay the least taxes over our lifetime? And we actually do the tax analysis to figure that part out. And of course, that's a very critical part too, right? So again, you know, if you want to learn a little bit more about taxes and retirement, we actually have a report set up that we can send you. All you have to do is text us the word taxes, so T-A-X-E-S. Text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, where you are getting straightforward advice today on planning for a secure and a comfortable retirement. So, Eric, I know that everybody has questions about either retirement or, you know, maybe what's the latest stock tip when they find out what you do. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's kind of annoying sometimes. Sometimes great, but sometimes it's like, yeah, the stock tips and all that stuff. It's like, no, get a plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You got to have the plan. That's the main thing. So we wanted to find out what some of the retirement questions are. So we're going to hear these questions, okay, from some people, and then you're going to answer the questions, Eric, okay?
Yep.
I'm thinking about taking money out of my IRA to pay off some debt. I know that's not always the greatest idea. I think we can do okay without a penalty because Congress has passed some new laws after the pandemic. But how can we make sure we don't make a bad situation even worse?
It's actually a great question. And there is a huge, huge benefit this year. And so there's a COVID-related distribution and CRDs. And the hard part is if it's from your employer has to have adopted the ability for you to take these out. So again, this is all this goofiness of rushing laws without knowing how to implement them. And so one of the tough things is you may be able to do this, but your company may not allow you to do this, which would really suck, right? If you need the money. So hopefully your company's taken action and said, yes, it's okay. But normally, like for say a 401k, you can borrow out is $50,000 and up to 50% of your plan. Well, now they've allowed you to go up to $100,000. But the more cool part and the crazy part is they've actually allowed you to take out $100,000 and spread the tax hit over the next 3 years. Why is this so important? Well, we know with the Trump tax laws, they go away in 2026, regardless of the election outcome. Mm-hmm. We know that's going to happen, right?
Right.
And so, and if the election changes and we get a new president, then, you know, those changes might be even more rapid. And we all know taxes will more than likely go up. Anytime any politician says they're going to go down, it's kind of like BS, right? You know, if you can spread that tax hit and pay those taxes sooner at today's lower rates that we have, well, that's going to be a great boom. Now, you do have to be materially affected. And that's one of those things where you got to look that up online and or talk to your tax person just to verify. But basically it means somebody in your family or you have to have at least, you know, had your hours cut, not have as much pay, actually been ill, you know, those types of things. So there's a lot of stuff, but a lot of people can be classified as that materially affected. They did fix it and made it a lot more general than it originally was. And for a lot of my clients, this is actually not a thing to pay off debt, but it's actually a great wealth strategy. Like when Roth IRAs first came out, they had this deal where you could convert it and pay the tax over 4 years. It was a wonderful thing. This one's almost the same thing, where you could withdraw your money out of a retirement plan, $100,000, and you can re-put that money into something that's going to put off tax-free income for the rest of your life. You know, if you have it designed right. And that's what we're doing with a lot of our clients, is doing this specialty 100K plan that we're doing with people, is 100K to tax-free. And if you get that 100K to tax-free plan, I mean, that is a great way to build up some money and get some money that, you know, you didn't realize is building up under the tax man's, you know, grasp, right? And let that free up and let that be working for you more. So it could be something that if you're paying off some high debts, sometimes it can make sense, you know, but you also have to make sure you don't charge up those debts. But as a wealth strategy, I think it makes a great sense to do.
All right, here is another question from a retiree on the street that Eric will answer.
I've been working for the same company now for about 40 years, and I'm hoping to retire in the next year or two. My original plan was to wait until I retire, take my 401k and do something with it then. But I'm wondering, should I be doing something with it now?
Yeah, well, lots of times it makes sense to take action, especially before you retire. I actually had a client working for Lockheed here in the Valley, and you know, they retire with some nice pensions. But we did this in early 2019, which was good before the 2020 crash and all this other crazy stuff. But yeah, a year before he retired, we took some of that money out, added it to something that's guaranteed where it can't be lost. It can't go down in the market. So that way he's got some options of where does he have to take his required minimum distributions from that isn't market related. So that way, if it's a bad year, he can grab the money from there. In a good year, he can take it from the market side. Plus, he had some money that was in an after-tax 401k. And a lot of people, especially at older companies, had these after-tax 401ks. Well, the big thing that sucks about those is if you didn't take action early enough, you gave away a lot of tax-free growth. And so what the rules say is, say you put in $10,000 to this after-tax and it's worth 25 now. Well, you can move that $10,000 to a Roth IRA and it'll grow tax-free for the rest of your life. The 15 of the gain has to go into a traditional IRA. So we were able to move that money sooner and let that growth now be on the tax-free side of the world. So again, a great way to go. You know, something that you only do with often somebody who knows what they're doing and who does this all day long and having a plan, right? So he did not know about all this stuff. He did not know about some special tax benefits that he had with his stock where we saved him probably about $100,000 on taxes. So again, there's a lot of things that you need to be looking at. So if you're a couple of years away from retirement, this is the time to take action. And you know, if you want to have that worry less wealth plan created for you, that blueprint to worry less wealth, right now we're not charging a fee for it. So if you want to give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, Eric, here's another question for you.
I'm 67 years old. I just retired and I'm feeling good. I've got money in my 401k, money in some other investment accounts. I think I'm covered, but what should I be thinking about?
Yeah, well, it's great when people are doing good and everything's going well. But just like, you know, I mean, I was a scout. My boys were all scouts. You want to be prepared.
And that's right.
So, you know, what about healthcare issues? What about stock market losses? Lots of times when the market's going up and things are all rosy, it looks all great. But if all of a sudden the market crashes or flips around and then you need to get more money out, well, what do you do then, right? Because if that money is locked up and all tied up in the stock market and then you need the money, you're going to lock in those losses. And a lot of times people don't really understand how much that can, you know, really affect things. As you know, once that big hit happens, you know, I had a friend who, he's a financial advisor down in San Diego area. He had somebody come into him and his recommendation was to take a lot of that money and make it safer. This was, you know, in 1999, and of course everything was going great. So why should he make anything safe, right? And so the guy, you know, just walked out of his office, said, no, you're not the right advisor for me. 3 years later, he comes back to his office and the guy had $1 million and his plan was to take out $50,000 a year. He came back in, he had $450,000 left.
Oh no.
He'd taken out 150. only 150, which means he should have at least 850 left, right? But the other 350 or 400, sorry, was gone in the market drop. And that money didn't come back when the market came back. Because what happens? You spend it. You know, when you're working, you got time to have that money come back. When you're retired, that money doesn't come back because you cash those shares in. So, you know, that's where it's what's called the sequence of returns. That's where how the money comes out makes a huge, huge difference in how everything works out for you. So, yeah, I mean, making sure you have a plan, making sure you have those contingencies. Obviously, healthcare is another big issue that, you know, everything may be going good and then all of a sudden something just happens really quickly. And, you know, you never know. There's all those freaky stuff that, you know, you've probably seen with friends, you know, or other people, but, you know, you never know when that can be happening. And, somebody can go from healthy to not healthy very fast. And then of course, how does that affect everything? So yeah, just making sure you have a plan, making sure it's all tested and, you know, just kind of like the pilot does, right? Goes around and does the pre-flight checkup. You kind of want to do that too, because things are going well doesn't mean they're going to stay doing that way. And yeah, you want to be prepared. So, you know, again, that's why we've created that blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can go through that income plan, figure out that written income plan, what plan you're on right now, how's that going to come through? Do you have investments that are going to put off that income? And is it safely or is it a lot of risk? What are the tax things that you should be doing, not just for this year, but permanently, to make sure you pay the lowest taxes over your lifetime? What healthcare issues should you be looking at? And legacy, who gets your money? And once you have that written down, we can say, okay, here's the plan you have, the path you have, and what things should we be changing? What should we be correcting? And it's pretty easy to see then. And then it's up to you if you want to take action. Again, right now we're not charging a fee, so you're going to get all this great info, stuff you need to know at no cost if you give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirement. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, you know, laugh at them or call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you. And you know, how can we prevent it? Right. And and so really what we're talking about today would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But, you know, when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over and they had a lot of company stock and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock, and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains, where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids, and it'd be a step-up in basis, and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that, and unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had, too, is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, you know, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after-tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners. So this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.